segment. We're talking with Dwight Judge of the Black Professional Cowboys and Cowgirls Association and their Heritage Day celebration. And also James Harris, Director of Supplier Diversity with HEB. And Hiawatha
Johnson Jr.
All right.
Good morning.
And good morning to everybody. Morning. And welcome to the program. This is a big deal. The family, you got the family tradition, friends, and fun, too, is what you're calling it. The Houston Live, that's the wrong one. Okay. All right, I got a little confused here. Okay, this is not the Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo, as I pointed out earlier. It is a different entity, and it is the Black Professional Cowboys and Cowgirls Association's 14th annual. Okay, it's moving on. And that's going to be taking place on what day?
On March 2nd, 2010, Saturday.
Well, tell us about the organization in general. How did you all come about?
Well, the Black Professional Cowboys and Cowgirls Association was founded in 1999 by Mr. Dwight Judge. It was founded with the purpose in mind of supporting youth in education, but also taking a look at the rodeo because trail riders were a big part of our Western culture and Western society.
Mm-hmm. And then, of course, the big event that you're having on March 2nd, that's been going on since that time also?
Yes, sir. That's our 14th one.
Okay. And that is taking place at the Humble Civic Arena. That is correct?
Yes, sir.
All right. And then, of course, what's the relationship between the Black Professional Cowboys and Cowgirls Association and HEB?
Well, for HEB, well, speaking specifically to BPCCA, they focus on youth and education. And HEB, that's really one of our sweet spots. So it gives us an opportunity to celebrate heritage, African-American heritage, and to focus on youth and education. And they're not only focused on youth and education, but BPCCA has a lot of elements around health and wellness as well. So it's just a great opportunity to come out and celebrate. And more importantly is that they are providing scholarships for graduating seniors. And all trails, if I can just borrow that rodeo thing, leads to the June event where we actually have the scholarship recipients where they are awarded anywhere between $5,000 to $1,000 for continuing education.
Wow, that's great. And now, what is that event in June?
It's June is the awards banquet in June.
It's the BPCCA awards banquet?
Yes, uh-huh. So all of the proceeds from the rodeo itself, again, all trails lead toward the gala where the scholarships are given.
Okay. Now, at this big event on the 2nd at the Humble Civic Center, there will be, besides the rodeo, mm-hmm. there's going to be, and any of you all riding in there? No?
No, sir.
James, you're not going
to
be?
I might. There have been years where I've actually gone to the center of the ring to ride, but I'm getting a little older. So just to pet them is good.
Yeah, right. Now, obviously, you're going to have all the big events. I don't know all of them, but, you know, it's always exciting to watch. But there'll be entertainment also.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Now, who'll be performing this year?
We have DJ Jamming Jay. We have Keith Frank.
That's not me. I'm not Jamming Jay. That's not me now. Okay.
We have Keith Frank. Our special guest during the rodeo is going to be Cupid. And everybody knows
Cupid.
The Cupid Shuffle. Yes, sir.
The Cupid Shuffle guy? Uh-huh.
The Cupid Shuffle guy.
Oh, man. That's going to be live. Yeah. Okay. And so we got Brian Jack, Cupid, Keith Frank, and DJ Jammin' Jay. Wow, that's going to be hot. Okay, now what's the wet? Where's your wet? Oh, you got food too, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay,
lots of food.
From HEB, of course.
Well, not necessarily from HEB, but we take this as an opportunity to highlight some of the African-American vendors that are in our store. So those vendors will actually replicate their product at the Humble Civic Center.
Okay, that's great. So it'll be a list of vendors. And mm-hmm. Now, is it too late for vendors to get on board, or can they still take part?
Vendors can always sign up at bpcca.com, and you can find our vendor form, and they can register.
Okay, that is very, very good. And folks, so you've got questions. Our phone number is 713-390-5102, 713-390-5102. Now, as far as the scholarships, how many do you actually give out each year?
We give out about 10 to 12 scholarships each year. We've given out over 111 scholarships, totaling at $100,000.
Okay, and over the last 14 years, who's gone forward and made you the proudest?
Well, I would have to say that's a trick question. I actually received the scholarship in 2004, and so I would venture to say that I'm really proud of myself.
Well, that's great, though. It's great. The fact that you're back now and being a part of the organization, I think that's fantastic.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that is good. Now, will you have like a trail ride of your own?
No, we don't have a trail ride of our own, but trail riders, they start their rides at the beginning of February, and so we get lots of trail riders that come through. And this year, we're actually saluting trail riders, so we look to have a big show from them.
Yeah, that sounds really good. Let's see, what else we got? We got here. I'm just looking here at the. Okay, so you said this is. Attempt to recreate the Old West, and in doing so, you found a common ground that links family and friends together to enjoy the rich culture and tradition of trail riding. I guess that would be interesting because, again, I guess we're being Black History Month, we're continuing to educate folks that there were a lot of Black folk.
Yes, sir.
Obviously, you know, we just didn't come along in the 20th century, been around for a very long time, and obviously, being a part of the cowboy traditions. But let's go to the telephone and take a phone call here. Let's go to line one. You're on Magic 102.1. Who am I talking with? I believe that's line one. I'm sorry. I can't actually see. Make it line two. Excuse me. That's my fault there. Line two. You're on Sunday Morning Live. Good morning.
Good morning.
And who am I speaking to?
This is Deshaun.
Deshaun?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you have a question for our guests?
Yes. I was trying to find out where exactly do you get the tickets?
Oh, great question.
Okay. Tickets go on sale at the gate. So whenever you arrive at Humble Civic Arena, there's a ticket booth right outside the front gate.
Okay, great. Thank you.
No problem at all.
Yeah. We had a lot of fun out there last year, year before last. Quite like every year we've been involved, but I got a chance to get out there, and it's a great day. Last few times. It's going to be on Saturday again?
Yes, sir.
Okay,
yes.
It was great. Yeah, we had a lot of fun. It's just so much to do, so much to see, a lot of food to eat. So, you know, you may not want to eat breakfast that day. Just, you know, eat something light so you can kind of take a part of all the stuff that's being served. And, of course, a lot of games that folks can get involved in. So I enjoyed it myself very much. And Val, are you going to be out there this year?
I'm going to look forward to it. But I wanted to ask Mr. Harris and Mr. Johnson. We can find out more at the website, bpcca.com. We can find out more specifically about the scholarships.
Yeah.
And how our children can apply for the scholarships. Yeah, and is it just for undergraduate students?
No, it's for graduating high school seniors. Our scholarship normally comes out mid-March, and so it's right after this event. And the application will be posted on the website.
All right, very good, very good. Give us the address to the Humble Civic Arena for those that might not be familiar with the area.
The Civic Arena is located at 8233 Will Clayton Parkway, and that's Humble, Texas, 77338.
And if I live in Rosenberg, how do I get to Humble, Texas?
Yeah, you take 59 all the way out.
Very good. Very good. That'd be 59 North.
59
all
north.
The way out, yeah. Right.
Yeah, so what is something about the Black cowboys and cowgirls that you found that folks are least aware of? Any significant?
I think the general public is least aware that of the role or how prominent Black cowboys were, especially in starting the trail ride and the path west. Whenever we look, I teach eighth grade history, and so whenever look at Manifest Destiny, we're always looking at heading west. And most of those trails that were started, we don't use them anymore today, but most of them were started by Black cowboys because it was an opportunity to take your cattle to the cattle markets that were being established in the west to boost your economic revenue.
Wow, I remember those old TV shows and everything, but you never saw too many Black cowboys on those TV shows, of course, but I remember got some old CDs with Rawhide or something. You know, that was, you know, they're on the trail ride, they're making it to the market there. Always interesting to learn of some new things, but the rodeo itself. Where do you what is your goal as far as building the organization? Is this, do you have like members? Do you have just donors? Just how do you survive? Is it just the event this once a year?
No, we have a few events throughout the year. In January, we just had a Boots and Diamonds dance, which is a big fundraiser for us as well. We also have a healthy membership. We open our membership up every November. You can go online, again, at bpcca.com if you would like to apply and attend the membership meeting. We also have a large amount of donors and sponsors. And so it's a good fundraiser to help support our youth.
I guess HEB is a real good friend.
Definitely.
But you all send them
they do great work.
Thank you note every other month. Yeah, that's a great thing. Let's go to line one. Let's talk with Lavora. Lavora, you're on Sunday Morning Live on Magic 102.1.
Hello?
Good morning. You're on the air.
I was calling to see about the
BP
Radio Association?
Yes.
I was calling to see how much the entry fee is for bull riding.
Oh, you ride bulls?
Yes, sir.
Oh, well, young. But that's very good. So, Mr. Hiawatha?
The entry fee for bull riding, I'm not definite on that number right now, but you can always check our website. Every registration is going to take place on the website, so you can find the forms for all of
that. But you can be sure it's affordable, you know.
I believe it's $65.
And if you do it on credit, in case you don't make it, you don't have to worry. I'm just kidding. No, but how old are you riding bulls? How old are you?
I'm 16.
16 years old. Gosh. Okay. How you doing in school?
Doing good.
Oh, that's great. Okay. Well, heck, you're a great candidate for one of these scholarships too.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that website one more time. Let's give it to them.
www.bpcca.com.
BPCA.com.
BPCCA.
BPCCA.com. Okay, that's CCA.com.
Black Professional Cowboys and Cowgirls Association.
Thanks,
don't forget about the cowgirls.
Thanks, Lavora.
Thanks.
Alrighty. Yeah, 16 riding bulls. My
How
goodness.
About that, huh?
Yeah, boy. But I hope he wears a helmet. I've seen some of those, that agony of defeat. That just, it's not pretty. Okay, Brian Jack's going to be on board. This is just a great show line. I just like the entertainment. It's cheap. Parking is $5 for parking. The admission is $10 for students, and $15 for adults. You got the vendors, you got delicious food, you got great shopping. You can buy some stuff. Will they be taking credit cards?
We take credit cards, not at the gate, but the vendors do take credit
cards. Okay, well, that's good. Okay, that's good. See, if you got Frenchies as one of your sponsors, too. But, of course, HEB is the banner sponsor, the 14th Annual Heritage Day. Okay. So what else? Anything else that you think that's important to share with our listeners?
I just think it's a great experience. You should always come out. The good thing about it is we do it every year. So if you don't have a chance to come out this year, you always have a chance to come out again and just enjoy the good times, the camaraderie that you find, just family and fun, helping out the community.
Okay. And Mr. H.E.B.
The largest thing for me is really it's about scholarships. Mm-hmm. Scholarships for continuing education for deserving youth. So think scholarship if nothing more. And it's a great time.
All right. We're talking with Dwight Judge of the Black Professional Cowboys and Cowgirls Association and James Harris, Director of Supplier Diversity of HEB. I want to thank you both for being a part of the program and like to encourage all of the listeners to get out to the 14th Annual HEB Heritage Day, Saturday, March 2nd at the Humble Civic Center. Your website one more time is
bpcca.com. And this, we've been speaking with Mr. Hiawatha Johnson Jr.
Oh.
Mr. Judge is here. Mr. Johnson Jr. Hiawatha is representing the BPCCA today in conversation. I do have a side note. I can't let you walk out of here without asking. I see you grinning about the name. Give us a little bit of background about the name. I find it very interesting. Mm-hmm. Hiawatha, and you're also associated with the BPCCA.
Yes. My name is actually a Native American name. Hiawatha was the chief of a confederation of tribes, and the name means peace over rivers. I received the name because my dad was named Hiawatha because his dad was Richard III. My grandma thought there were too many Richards in the family.
So we go way to the other side.
And you teach 8th grade history?
I teach 8th grade U.S. history at A. Leaf Middle School.
All right, very good.
That is great. Very good.